Hello and welcome to From Go to Grow. I'm Cheryl Gray and it's my pleasure to bring you insights from small business owners, startups and business leaders as they reveal the seeds to help you and your business from go to grow. In the next few episodes, I'll be chatting with the Managing Director of Australia's longest running national membership organisation for women in business to unlock the secrets of successful networking. I'll also be chatting to a recent startup about how to start a side business while still holding down a full-time job. And I'll be talking to an incredibly talented dietitian and nutritionist about how she's growing her Melbourne-based practice and embracing the digital environment. They're just a few of our guests on From Go to Grow over the coming episodes. So if you're in business or thinking about starting a business, stay tuned and subscribe to From Go to Grow, because each episode we will include at least three practical tips or seeds, as we call them, that you can implement today that will make your business better. I'm going to start off right now by sharing my three seeds for starting a business, because this podcast is all about sharing personal experiences, the good, the bad, everything in between, so that we can learn and grow through connecting with others. So my first seed is back yourself. I was a salaried employee for 30 odd years across five employers in that time. Two of those for 10 years or more. And I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunities to learn from very inspirational leaders during those years. It was in my 40s with two boys about to enter high school that I really felt I faced a crossroad. I could take a secure, well-paid public service role, or I could start my own consultancy business. And I know that many of you out there have faced a similar crossroad either by choice or by necessity. And I think I'm a pretty rational, low-risk person. So given my circumstances, the safer option would have been take the government job and do it well. And I did head down that path. But at the 11th hour, after quite a few sleepless nights, I changed my mind. And I decided that what I do best for customers, for clients, is best delivered as a consultant. And that's truly who I was. So if I was going to put my children and my family first, and my customers first, my clients first, could I seriously run my own race as a sole trader? And that's when I decided to back myself. But I would say it was with incredible support, the support of family, of colleagues, and I took the plunge. And in the life of small businesses, I guess I still am in the danger zone. My business is 2 years old, and the majority of businesses in Australia, in fact, up to 60% of businesses, fade and fizzle once they get to that 2 year mark. The majority, in fact 61% of Australian businesses by number, are sole traders with no employees. So there's a lot of me's out there. Micro businesses with 1 to 4 employees account for 27% of Australian businesses. And if we follow the statistical trends, around about 300,000 businesses will start up in Australia this year. And again, most of those will be sole traders. And unfortunately, by 2021, about half of those will have failed. Are you looking for some help to take your business from go to grow? At Purple Patch Coaching, we work with small business owners and those starting out on their business journey or maybe feeling a little lost along the path. Find out more at purplepatchcoaching.com.au. Are we crazy? Why would we even contemplate that with those types of statistics? Now, I'm all for the power of positive thinking, and I have to continue to back myself. And I have seen, fortunately, my business grow over those 2 years. But hope is not a plan, as you know. So my second seed for success is having a safety net. It could be a financial safety net. It could be an emotional safety net. Or if you're in the tightrope walking business, it could be a physical safety net too, I suppose. My safety net was, I guess, an incredibly generous mentor and former employer who provided me with a safe landing, or rather a safe jump-off point, to get my business going. Do you have a safety net in your business plan? How will you deal with the tough times, which inevitably will come? We know that cash flow is the number one killer of small businesses in this country, but it's not your only challenge. How will you deliver excellent service to your customers and clients when you want to take a holiday or when you're sick? How will you deal with expansion when things start to go well, so well that you have to get some extra resources? And how will you balance your business and your home life, particularly if you are a home-based business owner? That leads me to today's third seed for success, and that's knowing when to ask for help. I think it's really important to remember that asking help with your business is not a weakness, it's a strength. And you may be surprised at the number of generous people out there who are willing to pitch in and give you a hand. And the first and best place to look is your close circle of friends and family. Explore what skills and ability they have and how they might help you. But then you also need to be honest about the things that you're not so good at. Your time will be your best asset, so don't waste it trying to do the things that someone else can do much better and more efficiently than you can. And in our next episode, you will hear from someone who knows a lot about asking for help and offering help to others. And that's Janelle Bostock. She's the Managing Director of Women's Network Australia, the longest running national membership organisation for women in business. We'll be talking about how networking can work for you and the importance of tell, don't sell during your networking opportunities. So please join me again as we share the seeds for success in your business and your journey from go to grow. Business owner or a startup looking for a little extra help, but you don't have the money or the time to invest in personalized business coaching, don't panic, help is at hand. Check out the online learning modules at purplepatchcoaching.com.au to help you drive your business from go to grow.